Two wins in 3 days, both 2-0 wins. Very pleasing.
Yeah, fantastic. First off, I want to congratulate Warren and the boys on their magnificent performance last night. They were fantastic. I was at the game, me and Mark Dixon, and from the very first whistle, the hunger, the desire and the commitment that Warren talks about, it was there, and the boys obviously want to do it. So it was a great night for the club and a great night for Warren and the boys and his coaching team. So I want to congratulate them. Going on our game, Wednesday night, Predators put a very, very strong lineup against us, and it's probably the best that they've played, and probably I would say one of their best performances all year from the Predators. We had an ex-player, Rebecca McConnell, lining up, and she done fantastically well. So it's sad to see her in another shirt, but it's good to see her put a great performance in, and you know she'll always hold special memories in my mind, and also at this club's history making that they made last year. So she done fantastic well, but credit to the Predators, they were fantastic, and there's a lot of good work going there as well on the youth side, so it's a credit to them. Based on tonight, we knew what we were going to get, and only 24 hours, 48 hours recovery time. It's hard for our girls, you know, we don't have the tools that the men's game have, but they look after themselves well and came in tonight, and it was always going to be a hard, hard game. Rachel Crummy, Tierna McKenna, Marissa Callahan, you know, they're great players and they put themselves about. But we hung on in there, 0-0 at half time. Again, come out in the second half, got an early goal from Kirsten McGuinness, who I'm absolutely delighted for. Worked hard all night and she got her 2 goals. Yeah, so our fifth cup final in two seasons, so we can't really complain with that.
That's two cup finals to look forward to now, Glentoran in the County Antrim and Mid Ulster or Glentoran in the final of the League Cup.
Yeah, it's nice to enjoy the cup finals on a day out for all their hard work, and I think they deserve that, to be honest, because they've been working hard throughout the season. The new signings coming in has obviously boosted our squad. Jennifer McDade coming in there during the window has come in for 2 games now and she's done fantastically well. But listen, like last night with the boys, our girls have worked fantastically well, and their heart and their desire and their commitment that they show to play in for this blue jersey week in and week out is what the club needs and it's what the club wants, and it's the direction that I want this club to go as long as I'm in charge at this team.
It just keeps the unbeaten run going nicely, doesn't it? You know, 2-0 wins in a couple of days.
You know. I just wonder when it's going to end, because you know we're doing really, really well, and we have to keep working and we have to keep hungry, and we can't be complacent, because once you get into a comfort zone, it's very easy to knock out. So I'm going to take nothing for granted. There's still a lot of long, long way to go in the league and in the cups. Nothing's won or lost tonight. No silverware won or lost tonight, you know. So we have to get to the cup final, we have to perform. But as a mentality and the focus is always on the next game, and our next game is Mid Ulster at home here, and that's where our focus will turn.
Just looking back to Wednesday night, it was 0-0, you know, 15 or 20 minutes to go, and then one of the youngsters, 15-year-old Chloe Orr, gets her first goal, and apparently it was a really great goal.
Yeah, you know, there was options on the bench, there were senior players on the bench, but I had a lot of faith in these young girls coming through. They're young, but they play without fear, loads of creativity, you know, pace and desire, and they're hungry, which is, you can't take that away from a footballer. Footballers that are hungry and want to do well, you can't take that away from them. And young Chloe, and also we mentioned Lauren Robson as well, who came in on Wednesday as one of the subs, and I thought changed the game as well. So yeah, it took two young girls to change the game, but that's great. It's great.
2 games in 3 days, it takes a lot out of the players, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's hard, especially as when you don't have the tools at your disposal for recovery. And it's up to the girls themselves to go to the pool or go and see physios and stuff. And, you know, that's the hard part of our game in the women's game here. And that's something, obviously, we have to look to and try and improve.
Your backroom staff, Davy Welshman, Mark Dixon, Michelle, everybody's working really hard here at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, since I've come in here, Davey's come in as my number two, has been my rock really when I'm going through the emotions of how we're going to prepare for games, how we're going to line up. You know, he's definitely my right hand man, but Mark Dixon's experience with the forward players is immense. Michelle does great work behind the scenes, and Matthew obviously taking our goalkeeper and Nicole Adams through the emotions throughout the season, and he's, you know, that's focused, and you can see it in their performances that they've done great work.
I'll enjoy a couple of days of rest and recovery and be ready to go again Wednesday night. Another tough one, Mid Ulster, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely a tough one, but probably not as tough one as the second leg for the boys. But on behalf of the girls, the coaching team, and on the playing staff, we wish the boys all the best, and we hope they can fly the flag high again. It's going to be a hard 90 minutes for them, but if they play like that on Wednesday night, I don't see why they can't cause another upset. So all the best to the boys.
Real buzz about the whole club, isn't it? Men's, women's, real buzz about everywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. And you know, and this is what this club's all about. This club wants to compete in Europe, not only in the men's side, but in the women's side. And, you know, great nights like last night, and it's a great night for us. You know, so it's great for the club, and I hope the club recognises the effort that the boys and Warren have put in since they've got there, and also our girls as well. So it's nice.
Good luck next Wednesday.
Thank you.